Good afternoon or good morning. I don't know when you're listening to this streaming link. It could be either or. Maybe you're listening to it in the middle of the night, and that could be a great time to listen to this as well. I'm Jeff Hoyt, and this is a KVSH special. You know how we work this. When somebody interesting comes to the island, I say, I want to talk to this person, and we make it happen, and then we find a spot on the air for it to play. Back on the island for the first time in 7 years, soon will be Cammy Marie. You might remember her as Cammy Lundeen back when she was playing music on the island about a dozen years ago. But she is coming back. Deborah Heesch presents Cammy Marie, performing a solo show at Dig Deep Gardens on Sunday, July 28th at 4 o'clock. Cammy, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Hey, Jeff, and hey, Vashon. I'm super excited to be back. It's been so long, I really can't believe it. It's been 7 years, but I'm so excited to be back and be able to do a show for you guys again.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I think we've talked on the air a couple of times in the past.
Yeah.
Your career really started here on Vashon, it was about a dozen years ago, I think, with a show at the Farmer's Market?
Yes. Yeah.
Was that really your first show?
It was May of 2012. It was my very first public show. Yeah.
Yeah. I would guess every artist remembers the first time they stand up and say, "Hi, I'm me. Here's my music."
Right. Listen to me, and
yeah,
hopefully you don't hate it.
What do you remember about that first show?
Oh man, it was so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was really that place where I realized this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I still tell this story to this day that, you know, I went into it just thinking, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to sit here and play some music for these people. But the response I got, you know, people were laying down on the grass, like staying and watching through the whole time and clapping and cheering for everything. And I was just like floored because I'm like, wow, this is incredible that people are enjoying this. And
at the time, did you imagine yourself as a performing artist who was going to go out and really make an effort at this, or was this just a lark at the time?
No, I did not. You know, I had hopes of it, but I really just didn't even know what it entailed. So I didn't, like, I hadn't really thought about being a performing artist or touring or anything. And so at the time, it was just kind of like, here's this thing that I have that I feel like I need to get out. And I feel like I have something to say that people can relate to. So it was more just from that place of, oh, maybe I'll try this and see, I have this desire. And then it hit me like, oh, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is who I am.
And then things spun up pretty quickly for you. You did shows, you did festivals. You played venues like the Crocodile, the Triple Door. There was a tour. You moved to Florida for a while, played around there. Now you're in Colorado.
Yes.
Does that feel like home now, or are you just a vagabond at heart?
Yes, I'm a vagabond at heart. I'm definitely, you know, I've moved all over my whole entire life, so that I definitely have that nomadic spirit, and I love new experiences, and I love seeing just different places throughout the world. So that will definitely always be there and be a part of me. But, you know, right now, Colorado, it has come to feel like home. But I'm for sure a beach girl, and sun, sun all the time and summer all the time. So, you know, if I had my choice, that's where I'd land forever. But, you know, I love the people are really great here. It is really beautiful, even if it's not the beach.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I find my things, each place I've lived, I find what's home about that place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you bloom where you're planted.
Yep.
Is there a distinct difference in playing shows down south versus playing shows in the Rockies? Or are music fans the same everywhere?
They are not the same everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, down in Florida, it was a lot because it's so touristy. A lot of what you play is more just kind of background entertainment, and because almost every restaurant has live music of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier to make a living down there doing this because you can play four nights a week and make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not very soul-filling shows. They're not, you know, like concerts where people are there to listen. It's just, you're just background. Whereas opposed to, you know, out on Vashon in Seattle, when I first started, everything I played was more concerts and more people were there to listen to the original music. So that was a stark contrast going from Washington to Florida. And then Colorado kind of lands in between those.
Yeah, I was thinking it might.
Yeah.
The politics are similar to here, but it's also a destination, vacation destination for so many people.
It is.
Florida.
You just have a mix of venues where you hear the original music, venues where you play just background. But it's kind of, I think COVID changed music fans quite a bit, at least here from what I've seen. And so it's been interesting, if that's the right word, just to feeling it out and seeing, okay, like what does this look like now and how does everything work? And, you know, people I think just got to like so used to being at home and it's a little tougher to get people out now. You know, and it's definitely making its way back, but, that's always kind of a tough thing in a new place, figuring out, all right, how do the fans work? How does the music industry work here? And
yeah,
and kind of trying to fit into that.
Yeah, we've noticed that here too in the post-COVID era. People are a little bit more particular about their discretionary dollars. But going out to eat maybe a little bit less and because of inflation or whatever, and that definitely has affected the music industry.
For sure.
Your music has always been about self-determination and living a life of purpose and freedom. Your new EP is called Scars. Talk about that. That's a really provocative title. A scar can be physical, it can be mental, it can be emotional. It's a very broad word.
So I actually started writing the songs for this album before 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And the four songs for the EP that I released last year, I recorded in 2022. And it was just a theme that I had already been thinking about. Obviously, like most of you guys know, I have a lot of health issues that I've struggled with for quite a long time. And that's really what kicked off my music, my writing, and my music career. And so, you know, nothing, those things don't stop coming in your life. You know, the bad doesn't stop coming. The good doesn't either. But lots of things happened to add to all of my scars over the past, 10 years since I've been gone from Vashon. And so I just, kind of come to this place of like, well, our scars, they make us who we are, whether they're physical or emotional. And there are a lot of things we go through in life that we probably wish we hadn't, but at the same time, they do shape us. And there are, there is good that comes from it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a good situation, there can be good if you have that type of an attitude about it. And so they've led me to where I am. And so I just was taking this idea, and a lot of what I was writing was like, okay, some of these scars are really awful and I want to forget them, but they've also made me who I am. So, and I'm not going to let all these bad things that happen in life hold me back. And everybody has their story. Everybody goes through hell. And I want to be able to be that voice of positivity to help people through that. Because like what are our struggles worth if we're not in it with each other and able to help build each other through it and give each other hope. And so just, you know, anything that I felt or was thinking, I kind of, my songs were naturally being formed around this. So I recorded these four in 2022, and then 2023, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I know, you know, some of you have seen that probably on social media, but so I was taken out of the music game for a year. I underwent a massive surgery that was a very long recovery. It was the Whipple surgery. I don't know if you, you guys know what that is, but it's they remove parts of five different organs. So your body has to completely learn how to digest food, and it's very long. So,
oh my gosh.
2023 was a very awful year.
But you had written the songs for the EP prior to that?
Prior to that, yeah.
As if being you were somewhat prescient as to...
Well, right.
Yeah.
So after this, it's like now I have this very large scar that runs, you know, from the middle of my chest down to my belly button. And afterward, it's kind of like, wow, I created this album called Scars. Little did I know I was going to have one of the biggest physical scars of my life after that, but before I released it. Mm-hmm. So then I ended up releasing it in August, and I've written several more songs. So that was just a four-song EP, and I have all the songs. They're written and developed for the full album. But it's just crazy how it has all kind of come together. Like, I had this idea before my cancer diagnosis, and then now I released it after. And now it means so much more. All these songs take on a completely new meaning.
Absolutely.
Even though they were very deep and thoughtful before,
yeah.
It's just a whole different thing now.
Well, it seems like a good place to insert the foundational track from that EP, All These Scars. Let's listen to that now here on KVSH. This is Cammie Marie.
Room now here from many battles past. Maybe they were won, or maybe they were lost. A mark forever etched on me. And it cannot, no, it cannot be undone. Oh, all these scars, they tell you my story. Yeah.
101.9 FM KVSH. All These Scars from the EP Scars from Cammie Marie. Deborah Heesch is bringing Cammie Marie back to the island for a solo show at Dig Deep Gardens on Sunday, July 28th at 4 o'clock. It's a beautiful song, and it's kind of astounding that you actually wrote it and completed the EP before your cancer diagnosis last year. You released a couple of singles before that. I noticed when I went on to Spotify and was looking up your music, Power of the Blood and How Do We Want to Go Out? These seem like song titles for songs written after a life-changing medical event, and yet your cancer diagnosis was still in front of you at the time. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. You took the better part of a year away from music when the cancer came along. I spoke with a musician friend recently who talked about how sometimes you need to just stop and let the fields go fallow for a while so that the soil can be re-nourished. Was that your experience as well?
Well, mine was more, I couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was in the hospital for a month. It was very, had a lot of complications. And then after that, I had to have round-the-clock care, even when I came home. So it was a very long time before I could even, like, function on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I slowly was able to start doing things, it was still a long time before mentally I was able to do anything. So I literally, like, I couldn't write, I couldn't sing, I couldn't do anything for several months.
Yeah,
after.
So it was total shutdown for a while.
Yeah, it was complete shutdown. I didn't have a choice about it. And then, you know, through that I had a desire, like, I want to write, I feel, you know, you have this sense that you're like, oh, I have to be able to tell people something profound. I've got to be able to write, like, the greatest song ever after this. But I was also like, you know what? No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's okay to allow myself to just heal. But because of how positive I try to be, or how hopeful I try to be about things, and how I really try to be that for other people too, it was just part of my nature to have that feeling. And I had to realize, like, no, I don't have to be that right now. It's okay for me to be taken care of, and it's okay for me to just heal and not have that pressure. So I was able to allow that.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we push back against that, you know, when people surround us and say, you know, we want to take care of you, and there's a natural tendency to say, no, I'm good, I'm going to be fine. And once you give in and accept the help that people just want to offer at the time that it needs to be offered, I think there's that's a big step in a direction that we all need to push toward when we're struggling with something.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful. It's very hard, especially when you're the one who is always taking care of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the biggest things that from this experience is all the people who came around me, mm-hmm, and loved me and took care of me. And for me to be able to allow that was really special and really beautiful. And so, you know, that's one of those really beautiful things that comes from a very awful thing.
Yeah. Let's listen to another track from the EP, because I'm sure you're going to be performing all these songs when you come to Dig Deep. And by the way, you've not been back to the island to see this venue yet, right?
I have not.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures and it looks amazing. I'm really excited.
It's truly one of the coolest new places to do live music on the island. It's just fantastic, and the array of musicians and artists that they've had at Dig Deep, and the different kinds of events, it's just set up for anything, and it's made for Cammie Marie. I'll just put it that way. Let's listen to I Don't Want to Fall in Love. This is from the EP Scars. Cammie Marie coming to Vashon Sunday, July 28th at 4 p.m. This is I Don't Want to Fall in Love on KVSH.
I don't want to touch your heart. I don't wanna know your name. I don't wanna see your scars. I don't wanna feel your pain. I don't wanna hold you close, only to let you go. I don't wanna fall in love. I don't wanna touch your skin. I don't wanna know your face. I don't wanna see your mind. Don't wanna feel your embrace. I don't wanna hold you near, only to feel the fear. I don't wanna fall in love. I don't wanna taste your love. Watch it leave. I don't wanna feel alive, only to be left in grief. I don't wanna open my soul, only to see it fade. I don't wanna give my heart, only to feel it break.
KVSH, Cammie Marie there, I Don't Want to Fall in Love, from her EP Scars. So what now? You've got a new EP. You're 5 years gone in your new home in Colorado now. Are ideas coming at you fast and furious these days? Are you still up for the rigors of touring? Are you kind of getting back into it now? What's going on?
Yeah, it's been tough just because I physically am not able to do what I used to do.
Right.
You know, it's tough to play even a couple times in the week. So that's something I've had to accept, which has been very hard.
Mm-hmm. How about the creative process?
I can write, you know, I'm still writing tons. I still have lots of material. There are some songwriting groups out here that I've joined and musician groups, which has been really good. I'm actually helping run this exercise where it's all done through email, but we write one song per week, and it doesn't matter like how developed it is or how underdeveloped or if it's a part of a song or a full song, but the goal is to write something each week just to really exercise that writing. And that has been really awesome. I started that in February, and it's been so good for the creative process just to be able to set aside that time to just sit and write each week.
Interesting.
So that's a really cool thing. So the creative process is definitely still there and still happening. And
so what is it with songwriting? Because, you know, I've never written a song in my life, but as a writer, I've taken writing courses and done different workshops and things. And often what the great writers will say is you just need to sit down every morning and just write and don't think about it. Just put the pen to paper and just write whatever comes to mind. It doesn't seem like it's possible to do that with songwriting. Or is it?
Well, I think it is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. For me, I am able to just, okay, I want to write a song. I'm going to sit down at the piano. I'm going to write something, and then I do. And, you know, sometimes it's fantastic. Sometimes it's just, okay, well, I won't mess with that one again. but it does, I think, just that creating that space, which, you know, we just get so go, go, go in life and always doing things. The biggest thing is just creating that space. If you take time to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write, you know, it will come. And then if it doesn't, you're still allowing the process to happen.
Yeah.
So it does come fairly easily and quickly to me. I usually just can't, like, I have so many ideas, I can't get them out fast enough. But
I've talked to other musicians who talk about that. It's like a volcano sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
It's just ideas are just, you know, flooding down the slopes of your mind, and you're trying to kind of separate them and put them into categories so that you can remember them, because one song is just coming at you, you know, hard and heavy, but you have these other ideas there, and you don't want to forget about those. I just can't even I can't even imagine a flood of creativity like that.
Yeah, I have so many voice memos. My phone is just full. Tons and tons of melody ideas, lyrics, riffs, all of it.
Do they come to you in dreams? Do you get ideas in the shower? How does or is it just any time of day? There are no rules.
There are really no rules. I do get them in dreams, and I'll try to, like, sometimes I will wake up and I'll be able to, like, get it down.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I won't wake up until like the morning and then be like, oh my gosh, what was that? That was the best idea ever. And try to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just come like throughout the day when I'm driving, you know, whenever. And I just make sure anytime I have any little idea or anything, I get it down in a voice memo so that I can revisit it later.
Yeah. Fantastic. It seems also that you've had something of a spiritual awakening that courses through a lot of your songs. And for many, that happens in the wake of a dramatic medical journey, but some of this seems to predate your diagnosis. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor, and, you know, he was a pastor out on Vashon. And so I did, I grew up doing music in the church, and God does play a big part in my journey in my life. And, you know, I believe in God and Jesus, and I think a lot of people listening know that, but it's something that without my faith, I wouldn't have made it through everything
right. That
I have. And, it has been a constant in my life. And it doesn't mean, like, just because you believe in God doesn't mean that, oh, he's going to step in and make all the bad stuff go away. Like, that's not how it is, but it's just, it's having that, it's just that constant that you know is there to help you through things and help you be able to see the good in the worst situations.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it comes to everyone in different ways. And sometimes it's a figure, sometimes it's a feeling. And having spirituality of some sort when you're going through a tough time can be a foundational piece to survival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's listen to one more track from, this seems totally appropriate at this point, from Scars. It's your song Free. Tell me about writing this song.
Yeah, so this one I actually wrote in Florida, and I need a freedom song, you know, that just, I am free from all of it, and I can just be who I am. And I know I have a song called Run Free that's kind of about that, but this was taking freedom from a little bit different way, and obviously this has the spiritual aspect of it, but I still, you know, like with all of my songs, I want anyone from any walk of life and any level of spirituality to be able to relate. I don't want it to just be like, oh, well, you have to believe in God to relate to this song. That's not how I want things to be. So for me, it definitely came from that place of, okay, you know, it's like Jesus dying on the cross for me, you know, that what I believe as a Christian.
Right.
I have freedom in that. Mm-hmm. I also have freedom in where I am in life right now. Everything that I've learned, everything I've come to, I don't have to let all of these things that have happened and weigh me down. And then the same with, you know, kind of like when you experience a love, how it is truly supposed to be, there is freedom in that. And that is something that I experience, you know, love, true love, how it's supposed to be. So it's definitely multifaceted in that freedom. When you are fully loved for who you are, the freedom that you can experience because of that.
And with that, here is Free from Cammy Marie from the EP Scars on KVSH.
All my days have been a battle, headed for the grave. All my fears have been a shadow that never, ever fades. And all my failures a reminder that I'll ever find a way. Oh, but I have found the one. Holding us back from being brave. And all these scars that we keep hidden bind our hearts and make us slaves. And all these lies we keep believing, telling us who we can never change. Oh, but I have found the one. the burdens, free from all the shame, free from all the bitterness. Your love breaks the chains, free from all the hiding, free from all the games, free from all the longing. Your love breaks the chains, free from all the fear, free from all the nights, free from all the fighting. Your love breaks the chains. Now I'm free. I'm free. I follow one who rescued me. I'm free. Oh, I'm free. I'm free. I follow one who rescued me. I'm free. Oh, I'm free.
There she is, Cammie Marie. She's coming back to the island, y'all. You might remember her as Cammie Lundeen. She goes by Cammie Marie these days. It's a solo show at Dig Deep Gardens on Sunday, July 28th at 4 p.m. And thanks again to Deborah Heesch for making this show possible. There are no advance tickets for this show. Just show up, and there will be a tip jar, and you're going to want to give generously because Cammie is fantastic. Cammie, I hope you'll always remember Vashon as the place where it all started, so we can have you back again here on VOV whenever you come back around.
Yep, I'm so excited to be back, and Vashon has always held just such a special place in my heart. So hope you guys can make it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you all.
Cammie Marie, Dig Deep Gardens, Sunday, July 28th at 4 p.m. Deborah Heesch presents this show, and it's going to be fantastic. Cammie, thanks so much, and looking forward to seeing you on the island.
You too. Thanks, Jeff.